This is the Composer's Datebook for December 12th. I'm John Zeck. Maurice Ravel's La Valse was performed for the first time on this day in 1920 by the Lamoureux Orchestra in Paris, conducted by Camille Chevillard. Ravel's score was subtitled A Choreographic Poem for Orchestra in the Tempo of the Viennese Waltz. La Valse is both more impressionistic and certainly darker than any of the waltzes by the Strauss family. Ravel himself said, "I had intended this work to be a kind of apotheosis of the Viennese waltz, which was associated in my imagination with an impression of a fantastic and fatal kind of dervish's dance." It was written for the great ballet impresario Serge Diaghilev, who apparently found it undanceable, and his failure to stage La Valse caused a serious rift in his friendship with Ravel. The contemporary composer Judith Lang Zeymont is an unabashed Ravel enthusiast. "Ravel's music defines gorgeous," says Zeymont. "It's beguiling to the ear and sensuous. His textures are built in thin layers like a Napoleon pastry, and his intricate surfaces, beautifully worked out, shine and fascinate." Judith Lang Zeymont should know. She teaches composition at the University of Minnesota, and her own solo piano, chamber, and orchestra works are increasingly finding their way into concert halls and onto CD. This is music from her Symphony No. 1. For more information on composers and their music, check out our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.